This tape was recorded at the dedication of the Maryland Vietnam Veterans Memorial on Sunday, May 28, 1989. Due to the technical difficulties, the opening of the dedication was not recorded. Missed was the invocation by Bishop John Ricard, the national anthem by the 229th Army Band of the Maryland National Guard, the Pledge of Allegiance led by Lieutenant Colonel Marine Hill, retired, Vice Chairman of the Maryland Vietnam Veterans Memorial Commission, the welcome by the Honorable Fred L. Wineland, introduction of many dignitaries and honored guests, a choral selection by the Army Soldiers Chorus, an address by Brian Hall, Esquire, President of the Maryland Chapter of Vietnam Veterans of America, an address by the Honorable Kurt L. Schmoke, Mayor of Baltimore, and another fine selection by the Soldiers Chorus. We regret this omission, and the program continues as the Honorable Fred L. Wineland, Chairman of the Maryland Vietnam Veterans Memorial Commission, introduces Governor William Donald Schaefer.
I don't know how many times, Governor, I was down to see you, but each and every time that we called upon William Donald Schaefer to help us, whether it was money or whether it was a problem in the state government or his presence at a meeting, the answer was always yes. And the only question we received from him was when, and the answer to that, Governor, was usually right away. And he responded to each and every one of our requests right away. It gives me a great deal of pleasure on behalf of this commission, all of whom appreciate the help and the privilege of serving in this capacity, Governor, and it's an honor to be here with you today.
Thank you very much, Fred. Mr. Mayor, Mr. Comptroller, our Senator and our Congressman Tom McMillan and Helen Bentley, President of the Senate, members of the Senate and members of the House and members of the City Council and all the wonderful people that are here. First, let me thank the Soldiers Chorus for Major Robert McCormick for being here. You add so much. Fred said you travel all over the world bringing music to our people. We thank you for being here. And of course, I'm so proud to have our National Guard band with us. They're dressed in their brand new uniforms that General Frederick told me about. The National Guard band will be on the shores of Normandy on June the 6th, and we're so pleased that they're going to represent the state of Maryland in Normandy on that very important occasion. And then we wouldn't be here without Fred Wineland. We ought to all thank Fred. Give Fred Wineland a tremendous hand, because it was Fred who led the committee and led the members of the committee, and had he not been so dedicated and so caring, we wouldn't have been here today, and I want to thank him. And then the members of the last patrol that walked from one end of the state to the other, as Fred said, how proud we are of you. You just wouldn't let them say, no, this monument won't be built. And you worked hard, and you deserve a tremendous round of applause. And then John Scruggs, who was a man who thought of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington. He, Monica Healy, and Senator Mathias were the ones who conceived of the idea of that very emotional memorial in Washington. And then Paul Spraugen, Roy Kirby, Paul who designed and Roy who built. How pleased we are of them. There's a man you're going to meet in a few moments named Tom Bratton. And I'll tell you a little bit about Tom. Tom, I was up on Federal Hill one day, and Tom was sitting in the front row. Didn't know Tom at all. It was raining. It was a misty day, and a patriotic day, but just a day. And the flag started to play and started to wave, and band started to play. And they played the national anthem, and I looked over at this tall, wonderful man, and I saw in his face what every veteran, whether it's the World War I, II, Korea, Vietnam, whatever it might be, he had that wonderful love of country in his face. And I looked at him and I thought, how proud we are of our veterans who gave so much, some who gave their lives, others who came back. And I'm so pleased that Tom is here today. And then the legislature, because this could not have been built without the legislature. Money comes from the legislature. And I want to thank them and Congress for the help that they gave. Cameraman came up and shoved the microphone in my face and said, "What's today mean?" And I just finished walking around the monument, and I just saw name after name, 1,046. Some I thought I recognized, some I did. A man by the name of Blattenberger came over and said, "You know who that is? That's my son." I know the Blattenberg family and have known them for years. Then I saw the picture of the young Vietnam veteran who was, picture was on the stone wall. Then I saw the flowers from yesterday's wedding of a sister who placed them there. Then I saw the little flags in between the cracks, between the stones. And then I saw the veterans who came back from Vietnam, and the ones who came over and identified themselves, and others who came over and said, "I'm still worried about the MIAs," and gave me a hat. And so I said, "What does today mean?" I said, "To me, it's a sad day, but a proud day. A sad day that 101,046 Marylanders gave their lives. But a happy day that we finally recognize them for what they did. I'm privileged to be here to honor the patriotism and the sacrifices and the dedication and the duty of the Maryland Vietnam veterans. We all remember the war. We remember how it divided the nation. Vietnam was a tragic time, a time of turmoil, time of bitter debate. And today in the Washington Post, I read about the encounter of Charlie Company, a small spot where none of them had ever heard of, but they were there, and they left almost 100 of their buddies behind. And then the television came in, the radio came in, and one, I know the reporter didn't mean it, but he said, "Let's find a good one." He meant one that wasn't killed. He meant one that wasn't wounded. And I wonder what the story said when it got back to America. What was the story? Was the story of the men who made that sacrifice that day? Or was it further turmoil? Well, today that era ended. Today the time is to heal. And there couldn't be, I guess, a more beautiful place than right here in the city of Baltimore, next to a hospital, next to the water, next to economic development, next to ships coming out and in, Middle Branch Park. It's a gentle and peaceful setting which overlooks the Patapsco River. And here we honor all those who served. The names on these granite walls from all corners of Maryland. They came from Cumberland. They came from Cambridge. Came from Baltimore. came from Waldorf. Enshrined will be the names of 146 Marylanders. And they are now remembered not just for the monument, not just for today, but forever in our hearts. And we must also remember 37 names that are still missing in action. And with us today are parents and survivors and buddies and friends of the men. And we do reach out to you. We really do. Marylanders have served with honor in all the America's wars. Some of these wars have actually been fought on our own soil, the War of 1812 and the Civil War. My point here is that those who served have had their service appreciated. I remember when I came back at the end of World War II, how proud I was to walk around in my uniform. And nothing was too good for a soldier that came back World War II. America supported that war. Vietnam, America did not support the war. And in Vietnam, when the men came back, they had to take their uniforms off immediately because it wasn't an honor, so we thought, for them to wear their uniforms. Men could not even say that they were veterans, because no one at that time was proud of our veterans from Vietnam. And they had a tough time getting jobs. They had a tough time with their medical problems. They still have medical problems even now. And we couldn't even get a group to say, you can put the monument here. One person said, we don't want tears shed all over our grounds. How that made us feel. But you know, God and life has a funny way, because that other place was the wrong place. Right here is the right place. The war was unpopular, but the veterans deserved to be treated with respect. What we did was something they were not asked to do, they were told to do. We honor those today who serve in Vietnam. And I'm so pleased that so many of you came here to pay honor, so long due, to our Vietnam veterans. I'm pleased that so many veterans of World War II came. And the veterans from Korea. And let me end by a very special thanks to the Maryland Vietnam Veterans Commission for their hard work, for all the things they've been able to do for the great heroes, the veterans of Vietnam.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you, Governor Schaefer. I would like to ask the Most Reverend Bishop John Ricard and the Archdiocese of Baltimore if he'd come forward and deliver the dedication prayer.
Thank you. Let us pause and reflect in silence. O God, you know the hearts of each of us. You know our weakness. You know our human frailty. There are certain moments in our lives when we set aside that which divides us, or that which may cause us hurt or harm, and we pause to reflect on that noble calling which makes our humanity part of your divinity. We ask you to bless this day and to bless and consecrate these stones and the names herein inscribed. May this ground be made sacred by the blood of those who gave their full measure of devotion. May this small spot of ground, this mound, which overlooks the river as it flows into the sea, be held sacred by the citizens of Maryland forever. May this be a reminder to us that we are all here today because of the sacrifice of those whose names are inscribed. And it may be a constant reminder to us of our duty to dedicate ourselves to what they fought and died for. Lord, in your infinite wisdom, you took them away from us. And may the pain which they suffered, and may the pain which we suffered at their loss, be a source of blessing for us. And may their memory enable each of us to make the state of Maryland and our nation a haven for peace, an oasis for justice, and a place where brotherhood and sisterhood is enjoyed forever. Amen.
Would you please remain standing, ladies and gentlemen, for the formal raising of the colors over the memorial. We ask that you now post colors. Please be seated. At the foot of the podium, we have Mrs. Catherine Mannion, past national president of the Gold Star Mothers of America, and Mrs. Sarah Frances Shea, National League of Families of American Prisoners of War and Missing in Southeast Asia, the Maryland chapter, who will be escorted and will place wreaths on the monument, at the foot of the monument. Thank you, Mrs. Mannion and Mrs. Shea. Next in your program, I think, is something that says, presentation of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial to the state and to the Vietnam Veterans of Maryland. Governor Schaefer, the members of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Commission have completed the task assigned to us. We therefore present to you and to the Vietnam veterans and the citizens of Maryland this Vietnam Veterans Memorial. And thank you for the privilege and the honor of having served on this commission and to participated in bringing about this a very worthy memorial. Thank you.
I'm now going to ask a gentleman who will accept the memorial for all veterans, all Vietnam veterans, and the citizens of the state of Maryland. He was introduced by me a few moments ago and referred to by Governor Schaefer. Gives me a great deal of pleasure to reintroduce to you Captain Thomas E. Bratton, Jr., United States Army, retired. Tom Bratton.
Thank you. Governor Schaefer, Mayor Schmoke, honored guests, families whose sons, husbands, fathers, or brothers are listed in this memorial, Vietnam veterans and friends. I am both honored and humbled at this very moment. 19 years ago today, I was critically wounded near Chu Lai in Vietnam. Can you imagine that on this Memorial Day, this anniversary for me, that I am feeling not only sadness, but also joy? Words cannot express the joy that I feel in being able to accept this memorial on behalf of my comrades from the state of Maryland, comrades who did not come home. Of course, I come before you with mixed emotions, emotions begat from the horrors of war, the bonding felt by service people who shared life and death experiences, the apathy or resentment expressed by citizens upon our arrival home, the years in hospitals, the loss of dreams, the inner anguish of having lost friends to enemy fire, the need for a new life. These are the elements that produced the mixed emotions that I and many service people had returning from Vietnam. Sadness, anger, relief, thankfulness. I know that I have felt these emotions, but seldom have I felt any joy. I have known joy with the birth of my daughters, with the sunset over Deep Creek Lake, with the sight of deep V's of geese landing on a cornfield in eastern Maryland. So here I am today with joy in my heart that at last those who lost their lives serving in Vietnam from the state of Maryland are being given much deserved recognition. I am honored to be here to be part of this ceremony, and as we all must feel at this moment, humbled that we can be here at all. We have all, as individuals and as a nation, suffered the loss of friends and family members to battles in Vietnam. But put aside the sadness for now and rejoice with me in this memorial to those we loved. I know how important a memorial can be to those who have lost a loved one during war. My father was killed on D-Day during World War II, and it was of some comfort to my mother to be shown pictures of the cemetery and memorial site in France years later. Although he was not alive, she could touch upon memories of his life by having a place to concentrate these memories. A sense of place today is important. Those of you who did not serve in Vietnam can only imagine what it must have been like through news stories or television coverage. You imagine the place where your son, brother, father, or friend served and died. We share a community in this place in Maryland, thousands of miles from Vietnam. This place of memory, where we are now, is one in spirit to remember those we knew and those we didn't. We don't have to imagine this place. It is very real for all of us. Thanks to the 4 years of hard work by the members of the Memorial Commission, we now have a worthy site and a fitting design that will become a lasting tribute by which our state can show its gratitude for those who gave their lives in our nation's longest and most unpopular war. Nor can we forget those still unaccounted for, the 37 missing in action. Thank you, members, for your dedication, effort, and concern. We can now say that your time was well spent and deeply appreciated by the citizens of Maryland. We hope that our memorial will help to heal the wounds that linger. The men and women who served in Vietnam went there as young, inexperienced men and women. Often they were transformed by their experiences and were not the same when they came home. Some returned strengthened with new respect for life and with self-confidence and pride. For others, this was not the case. For those who can reflect upon their experiences in Vietnam that shaped their lives in a positive manner, and for those lives may have disintegrated because of their experiences, I want this place to serve their respective needs. I feel uplifted to think that perhaps for some veterans who are even now harboring bitterness, disappointment, or disillusionment, that this can be a place where they can bury their hurts.
One after this.
We suffer for them, for those veterans who do not share this disparate feelings. Please contribute to this place your sense of vitality, hope, and courage so that you will be a guide for all us in the journey we call life. It is with so much pride that I can accept this memorial in the names of the 1,046 men who lost their lives in Vietnam and are now being remembered. These men, Maryland's sons, fought for what they believed to be a true mission for their country. We honor them today as we also pay tribute to the veterans, the sons and daughters of Maryland, who are among us here today and throughout the state. We want this memorial to be a symbol of the sacrifices made and a reminder to future generations that to wage war is not without severe consequences. We have suffered mightily as individuals and as a nation during what is so easily called the Vietnam era. Today we can rejoice that for Maryland there is an honored place for her fallen heroes. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom Bratton. We would like at this time to ask all of the Vietnam veterans within the sound of my voice and all the families of those who were killed in action or missing in action, please stand so that we may salute you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and we do want to say thanks again to the Soldiers' Chorus, to the 229th Band, Army Band, the National Guard Band. We certainly have to acknowledge the beautiful flyover of A-10s by the 175th Fighter Squadron of the Maryland Air National Guard, and the 06 and the AH-1 helicopters of the Maryland Army National Guard, in the missing man formation. We must also thank the executives at the Harbor Hospital Center. The ladies and gentlemen of that center have worked with us hand in hand. They are indeed very good neighbors, and I can't think of a better place for a neighbor to be, and to have such a neighbor as Harbor Hospital has for us and worked with us over these many, many months. We want to tell you that this evening we will have a memorial service at 7:45 p.m., and that the memorial will be open until an hour before that time. We thank you for your presence here today, and we ask at this time that Colonel Donald L. Turley, the staff chaplain for the Maryland Army National Guard, please come forward for the benediction. Thank you. We have a fireboat at 6:45 p.m. that will have a demonstration to my left, your right. Thank you.
It has almost been 20 years since we have saw the diversity of our nation, where we were divided by thought and by word and by deed. Today, we come to unify that. And so I'd ask that you would reach out and take the hand of someone near you. And maybe that might be someone of a different color, or of a different creed, a different philosophy, of a different way of life. But that together today, we may ask God's blessings to be upon us and upon those we honor here. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And now may the Lord give his blessings of peace, grace, and life to all. In his name we pray. Amen.